This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, a federal appeals court handed the Bush administration a victory in a case involving a detainee at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A three-judge panel ruled that Salim Ahmed Hamdan can stand trial before a military commission. That's a reversal of a lower court decision that said that this type of tribunal was unlawful and would violate Hamdan's rights. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam has details.
Salim Ahmed Hamdan was captured in Afghanistan and has been detained for more than 3 years at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He is one of only four detainees who have been charged and face military trials that the government calls military commissions. Hamdan, who's suspected of being a driver for Osama bin Laden, is accused of conspiracy to commit, among other things, terrorism and murder. His military trial began a year ago, but at the same time, a lawsuit on his behalf was filed in civilian court. When a federal judge overseeing that case ruled that the procedures in his military trial were unlawful, everything ground to a halt while Hamdan's case went to an appeals court. Neil Katchell, a professor of law at Georgetown University and who argued Hamdan's case, says there were three claims being decided. One is that President Bush has the authority to set up any military tribunals he chooses.
The second is that the president has the ability to exempt people from the Geneva Conventions and its requirement that a military tribunal be convened to decide whether someone is a prisoner of war or not.
The third claim, Katchell says, is whether the president can write all the procedures and decide the makeup of a military trial.
And the ruling on all three questions is that the president has the power to do those things. And taken together, these three rulings are a massive transfer of power to the president.
In the first claim, the judges said the president has the ability to run the military and that Congress gave him the authority to wage this war. In the second claim, the appeals panel said that the Geneva Conventions, which are meant to protect prisoners of war, cannot help Hamdan because he doesn't fit the definition of a POW. As to the third point, under which the president has the right to design and staff military tribunals, David Rivkin, a Washington lawyer who served in the Reagan and first Bush administrations, says the president would not control specific decisions made by a military panel.
In every single case, whether it's military commissions or court-martials, you have very conscientious military officers who take their oath seriously. There's no undue command influence. There's no undue pressure from anybody above them in the chain of command.
Today's decision didn't go all the administration's way. The ruling said that Hamdan could use federal courts to contest a conviction after all appeals to the military justice system had been exhausted. Still, Eugene Fidel, a lawyer and president for the National Institute of Military Justice, said that overall the ruling is a vote of approval for the administration's policies concerning Guantanamo Bay.
It is a window on the deference that the federal courts almost invariably give to the executive branch in matters relating to the war power. Judges really don't like to get in the way of the government when the country is facing a crisis of one kind or another.
Defense lawyers say that they will appeal today's ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.